Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen, and I'm here today with Elsa Lachman from Mindful Counseling, and she's here to talk to us a bit about postpartum anxiety. So Elsa she specializes in the following areas, and they are perinatal mood disorders, which include postpartum depression, anxiety, and OCD, grief and loss, eating disorders, and body image issues. She also works with clients dealing with relationship problems, coping with medical illness, trauma and abuse, women's issues in self-esteem, and mood disorders and anxiety. So obviously you're a natural fit working with clients that we have that struggle with everything from eating disorders to anxiety, depression, transitions in their relationship and expanding their family or having a first child. And so today, Elsa, let's focus a bit about the difference between postpartum depression and anxiety and what women can do if they're interested in seeking treatment and getting help.
Yeah, postpartum anxiety and depression can go together. Sometimes women will struggle with anxiety with depression. Sometimes it is separate. So postpartum anxiety and depression can look very different. People classically think of postpartum depression with mothers who don't connect with their babies, moms who are checked out, and can't get out of bed all day, and that's actually not always the case. Often it's women with depression who they are exhausted, and they are often, they can't stop crying, they can't look maybe on the positive side or think rationally. As far as with anxiety, it can come out more in not feeling necessarily down, but feeling like you can't relax, feeling that something bad is going to happen at any time, having thoughts of something happening to your baby, called scary thoughts, sometimes even flashes of images of very violent things happening or the baby falling, and moms often feel guilty for those, actually, and don't tell anybody, but they're actually really important to talk about.
I had a friend that was afraid of driving in her car and something happened, or anyone driving her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there can be a lot of, like you said, those intrusive thoughts of just, yes.
Yes, and it's obsessive sometimes in that you can't get it out of your head. So rationally, you can say, I'm not going to drop the baby going down the stairs. I have the baby in my hands.
Right.
But it keeps going. It gets hooked, the idea or the image. And so then you can struggle with almost like a loop of just can't get out of your head. Or anxiety can present sometimes in something around sickness, so germs. And so thinking that my baby's going to get sick and I can't take her out to the store and I can't take her to this house and how far that goes. I mean, some of these are common sense and you want to take care of your child, but then how far it goes? Does it prevent you from doing things that you want to do? Or do others notice, like, maybe this is being a little unreasonable? It seems to be causing you even more anxiety to be thinking some of these things. Another part sometimes with anxiety can come out is anger. So feeling just angry and irritable, feeling tense, that can come out obviously with partners and they can notice it. But it just being a difference, a marked change than before for women. So those are some of the symptoms that come that people can notice with anxiety. Another one would be, sleeping when moms can't sleep when the baby is actually sleeping is actually another sign of postpartum anxiety for people to watch out for.
Sure, that makes sense. I know even with postpartum doulas in the house, some women still struggle with fully sleeping even though their child's being cared for by someone else. And yeah, so that is... And sleep is so essential. I mean, there are so many studies on how if you're not getting enough sleep, it can lead to mood disorders, anxiety, depression, and so on.
Yeah, it just leaves women very vulnerable. And now it's become so normalized that part of the postpartum world is just not getting sleep. And I think it's also expected women are supposed to also just go on with their lives and do all the normal things that they're supposed to do when they're running on little to no sleep. And this goes on for, you know, weeks or months.
Sure. So what resources would you suggest if they're looking for help? And obviously we can talk about how to reach out to you and...
Yes, for sure. You can definitely contact Mindful Counseling GR. We are online. You can contact Pine Rest. They actually have a mother-baby unit. So they actually have therapists that are also have, you know, specialized training like I do to work with women postpartum.
Now Pine Rest even has the ER where you
can the urgent care center.
Yeah, the urgent care center. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So they can go in at night and not have to go to the hospital.
They can go to the urgent care center and get assessed.
Yes.
And get attention or get treatment a lot quicker. OB offices have a list of therapists who are trained and specialize with postpartum or perinatal mood disorders, which includes anxiety and depression in pregnancy and postpartum. So there's a list that they can ask for from your OB.
Great. Well. So how do they directly reach out to you? And are you accepting new patients, Elsa?
Yes, I am, depending on schedules and coordinating those. You can reach out to me by contacting me through our website at mindfulcounselinggr.com.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on today. And check us out on SoundCloud, iTunes, at goldcoastdoulas.com as well. These moments are golden.